Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Secluded Thoughts.
Okay, so the first thing is what has to go? Where are you right now? What has to go? It's basically decluttering your life in several areas and aspects. Now, we are focusing on Q4, which is 3 months, so I'm not going to give you too many things. I'm going to try to break it down into tangible things. So the first thing is decluttering your closet and your home, right? I have been doing this on the back end. I have like two trash bags full of clothes that I plan on giving away because they just don't resonate with who I am anymore and who I'm trying to be. So, and I know y'all saw that previous episode I made, or the clip that talked about the best version of you wouldn't wear those old t-shirts. Same energy. So all of the t-shirts and stuff that I used to sleep in, no, they weren't old, okay? They weren't old. They were still in good quality, but, like, I decided to get matching sets and, like, silk pajamas and stuff like that. So I threw away all of those shirts, and I've also been getting more loungewear and stuff like that, but I digress. The first part is decluttering your wardrobe. Before we even get into replacing anything, you need to make space for the new things that represent the best version of you, okay? So those old t-shirts you've been wearing for decades with the holes, they look like they've been washed a million times. It's time to get rid of them, okay? All of the trendy outfits and pieces that you bought that no longer resonate with you, maybe you bought a lot of crop tops and now you don't wear crop tops, just an example, get rid of them. Either sell them, donate them, drop them off at Goodwill, throw them in the trash, something, but get rid of them. The longer you keep these things in your closet, the more you'll be tempted to actually wear them, and that's not who you are. That's not who you are, that's not what we're doing, okay? Get rid of them. If you haven't worn it or thought about it, if you didn't even remember you had it for the last 3 months, spare me the excuses, spare yourself the long story about, oh, well, you know, I could wear it then. Get rid of it, okay? So declutter your wardrobe, then take inventory of your relationships, okay? Who are the people in your life and how do you feel about them? I want you to think of how your energy feels when you get around that person or when it's time to interact with that person. Because sometimes we look at things like, oh, I've known this person for so long, that's my day one, whatever. You know, like, and you hesitate to get rid of these people and these relationships because of how long you've known these people. But I want you to pay attention to two things in regards to your relationships. Number one, how do you feel? What type of energetic reaction do you get when you're around these people, when you interact with them? Does that resonate with the type of relationships that the best version of yourself would have? Be honest with yourself. And then the second thing I want you to think about is, would the best version of yourself have this friend or have this type of friendship or relationship, right? Because you cannot tell me you're trying to become the best version of yourself and this is how they act, this is the type of people they have around them, and you're making space for people who pull you down or people who are not aligned with that. You see what I'm saying? So let's get clear on what the best version of us looks like, and we'll get to that in a second. But I want you to take inventory of the relationships in your life, and I want you to assess how they make you feel and whether or not they're aligned with where you want to go. And then lastly, in the first section about taking inventory of your life, I want you to think about your personal habits and routines. Your habits, your patterns, and your routines that are no longer serving you. Let me give you an example of my own, right? We talk about accountability. I will take accountability. I will call myself out, okay? I have a lot of things going on in my life right now, a lot of new things that I'm adding, okay, in regards to all of this, you know, leveling up and improving my life. My schedule has changed a lot, and I have to rearrange things. And long story short, before I, you know, make excuses, basically, I have not been able to pin down a consistent schedule that allows me to get these videos recorded. And that's why, you know, that's me addressing the elephant in the room, okay? But so full transparency on my end, you know, me taking accountability, I've realized that if I'm going to take this seriously, I can no longer, you know, keep behaving in a way or being so disorganized in the sense of trying to do too many things and then not prioritizing what's important. So because it reflects in my output. Okay, so that is something that I noticed about myself. And then also I've been trying to create a consistent morning routine, but because my nighttime routine sometimes fluctuates, then it's like if I stay awake later at night, then it's harder to get up earlier. You see what I'm saying? So I have been implementing my nighttime menu and trying to shut things down earlier so that I can wake up consistently at 6:30 a.m., okay? Don't ask me what time I wake up right now. That's not your business. That's the end of that. So that's some examples in my life, right? So I want you to think about some things in your life, big or small, whether it's your morning routine, your nighttime routine, making times for the things that you know you should prioritize. Where are you slacking off? What habits and patterns and things in your life right now are throwing you off and creating all of these obstacles around achieving the life that you actually want, right? Taking you out of alignment. So these are the three main areas I want you to focus on in terms of decluttering your life, taking inventory, and what has to go in the next 3 months. Thanks for tuning in to this week's recap. If you enjoyed that snippet, make sure you check out the full episode listed in the title and the description. And tune in every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays for more recaps. Also, if you know someone who needs to hear this, make sure you share this episode with them. Or if you would like to share it with your followers, because maybe you think a few people who follow you should probably hear it for whatever reason, screenshot the episode and share it on your Instagram story and tag me at secluded.thoughts. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and a written review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. And I will talk to you on the next episode.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, Our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.